Okay, we're going to start now. We're on Yud Ches Amud Beis, about 13 lines down at a rough glance, by Rebbe Yitzchok, the first word on the line. Rebbe Yitzchok Omar, Yofa is good. Shem, La'odom, for the sake of him, his being. Bein, Choinim Gezar Din, whether it's before the Gezar Din, where it's easier to be answered. Bein, La'acha Gezar Din, even after the Gezar Din, the Tzaka can still change the Gezera. Now, something we assumed that everybody agreed with, now was going to be taken into question. A Gezar Din de Tzibor, and a Gezar Din of the Tzibor, me Mikra'ah, can you tear it up? We understood before that a Gezar Din of the Tzibor, you can tear up. Yochid was questionable. So the Hag, see, because of Echad Omer, one Pasuk says, it says, Kabsi should wash Meira'ah from the bad, basically wash off the evil Veira stains, Libeich from your heart. Right, and the understanding over here is that it worked. It was a good wash, got the stains out. So you see over here, you can basically get rid of the negativity. Ksiv, and it says another pasuk. It says ki im tikhabsi. We had this in Chagiga actually. This pasuk, even if you're gonna wash benessa, which is a kind of cleaning agent, vasarbi, and if you're gonna put loads of an extra loch boris, is an extra special strong cleaning agent. Yeah, nichtam, there's going to be a kesem, there's going to be a stain, aboneich, your sin, lifonai, before me ever. You can never get rid of that sin. So you see, sometimes you can clean the sins off, and sometimes you can't. So what's going on? Okay, so my love, so I'm going to suggest a resolution. My love, can Kohen Gzardin, isn't the one saying that you can't, the first person saying you can get the stains off, is saying it's before the Gzardin, and can, where you can't get the stains off, is La'ach Gzardin. Okay? So therefore we see, and we assume, I suppose, he's also talking about the Rabbim as well. I suppose in context, you understand he's talking about the Tzibur as well. It's a general thing, it's not talking about an individual. So we see over here that you can't change, even by the Tzibur. So, Parshat says, well, no. You didn't understand. Look, idea La'ach Gzardin. Both of them are after the Gzardin. And you really can sometimes change after the Gzardin. Okay? But look, Kasha, not Kasha. Can be Gzardin, Shiyeshimo Shavua. When they got a Gzardin that has with it a Shavua, then you can't change. Right? But a normal, right? Can be Gzardin, but a normal Gzardin, Shiyeshimo Shavua, that Hashem doesn't strengthen it, back it up with a Shavua, then that can still be changed. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
What does that mean?
That means, for example, let's say Hashem made a decree, right? And then he knows that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to, you know, come and daven, you know what I mean? And we know how it goes, you know what I mean? So Hashem said, no, but I'm putting a shvur on this because then you can't change it.
And what
place
do we know
that? That's what we're going to bring. Right, hey, we're going to bring this. No, so here, let's see. The Gemara's going to bring. Look. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay. We could have Shmuel or Ami. We're going to bring from Rav, we're going to from Nach, actually, but there was a case, I think we had it in Torah, I think it could be,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, could Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, the Amar of Shmuel Bar Ami, and for some people say, the Imri La Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason, in the name of Rabbi Yonason, so Minayin, where do we know, this is your question, Brad, yeah, the Gzardin, for Gzardin, Shiyesh Imoy, that has within it an additional Shavua, to back it up, yeah, she'enu nikra, it cannot be torn. Shenema. So we're going to learn it from the B'nai Eli, from the sons of Eli HaKohen, who was the Kohen Gadol by Shiloh over there, by Mishkan Shiloh. Ulechein. And thusly, nishbati, the base Eli, I swore to base Eli, im yischape ovon base Eli, if there's going to be a kapora for the sins of base Eli, bezevech uvamincha, with a zevach, and with the Zevach and the Mincha, there was going to be no Kapora, meaning this Gezera, basically that they're going to die early, the sons of Beis Eli, basically, even if you're going to bring Korbanos, it's not going to help. So you see, it can't be changed. Okay? But comes a lot, okay, so I'm a Rav, says Rav, but it depends. True, it can't be changed. Yeah? The Zevach of a Mincha, ain't a Mischapeh. Hashem said that. No going. But however, Aval Mischapeh, the Torah, if people staggered in Torah, that can change the Gezerah. That's Rava's opinion. Abaya Amar, Abaya differs, he adds on, he needs to do a little bit more. Amar, Bezebech B'mincha, Eino Mischapeh. Zebech B'mincha is not Mischapeh, like Hashem said, because there was a Shavur there. However, Aval Mischapeh B'Torah, A'u, Gimil Chazadim. Not only do you have to do Torah, you have to have good deeds as well.
Not Shuvah.
Sure, Shuvah.
Shuvah
together. Yeah, sure. Well, I don't know, actually, because over here, these people didn't do it. They, we're talking about the descendants of Eli. So they didn't really do the sin, right? It was the sons of...
The decree for generations.
What's that?
The decree
for the generations, right? So, I don't, right. So Rabbah... Okay, now we're going to have a historical right thing. So Rabbah and Abaye. Rabbah and Abaye...
Is this Sibyl or Yochid? We're on Sibyl then.
Mm-hmm. Even
this gets tricky,
yeah. Yes, good point. Good question.
Yes, good question.
I did not think of that. It's a very good question. It seems problematic. You know what it is, but you know what it is?
It's also different having said
it. No, it could be that we're assuming that. All right, fine. So I was thinking, I wasn't listening, Gil. Maybe what were you saying, Gil?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. But what's the proof, though? We need to prove. So it could be that in the seeming basically, it normally would be in whatever situation that normally Hashem would break it. But if you made it sure, you wouldn't. So maybe you could prove. You could push it off, but it's not. It's not such a bad proof. I mean, basically, let's say, according to the opinion, that a gezardin of a yochid can be torn up. So, but if you make a shvuah, it's not. So we would apply the same thing. According to that person, it would be fine. But according to the other opinion, right, it's not conclusive. Right. It's a good question. Okay. So, anyway, leaving that aside, shelving that, yes. So, Rabbah and Abaye, mid base, they are, right, there's two prefixes over there, from the base Eli Ka'osu, they came. Meaning they were Kohanim, they were descendants of Eli, a Kohen. Rabbah, who, the Osak B'Torah, who was involved in Torah learning, was a huge Talmud Chacham, was Rosh Hashiva, Chaya, Arba'im Shanin. He lived for 40 years. Okay, Abaye, other tremendous Talmud Chacham, the Osak B'Torah was involved in Torah, and additionally, he did Gemilas Chasadim, a lot of Gemilas Chasadim. There's interesting choices over here. But he did a lot of Gemilas Chasadim. It's Chaya Shisin Shanin. He lived for 60 years. So you see over there that we see with the, now.
60 means he passed Kares.
I don't know, he got to Kares. Oh, fine. If he lived 60, okay, yeah. But yeah, but anyway, but Kares for them is 18. We're gonna see. Yeah. So Tana Rabbanim. Okay, Mishpach Achas, there's a Brisa, there was one family, Haisav Yushalayim, which lived in Yushalayim, Shahayu Meseha, that is the people who died, Mason died, yeah, B'nei Yudches Shona, well, at the year of 18 years old.
But the proof which I've brought is that Yudches had lived longer.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's not a proof to do that it can overturn a
we're not. Yeah, we're not proving that. Yeah, no, because we said with zevach and mincha, korbanos don't help because the coin brings korbanos. That can't help. You have to go like take a separate path. You know what I mean? You have to overcome this. You know what I mean? Like you do. So if you do, if you go in this different direction, then you can do it. What's that?
Haven't proven
what?
Why not?
No, we've proven that you can't change the shvua.
No, but the Gemara suggests you can change the shvua if you do.
No, but that's not the shvua. No, that's you mean the Gemara doesn't seem to be saying the shvua was limited. I mean the shvua only applied. Yeah, you can't have a kapara from the shvua with korbanos. But there was no shvua. Right, that it won't help with Torah or Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. So the Gemara is understanding that Hashem made his Shavua in a specific way.
And it suggested that an alternative to be able to.
Yeah, but it's not going against the Shavua, basically. Hashem left an opening. Hashem left a back door. But you're not breaking the Shavua. It's like Hashem always wants to work it out. For us. He loves us. So now, back to this price. So there was this family, the people were dying at 18 years of age. Ba'u, they came, v'hoidiyu, and they informed, es Rabban Yoichel ben Zakkai.
Okay.
Amar lahem, he said to them, Shema, perhaps, mi-mishpacha Eli, mishpachas Eli, perhaps you are descendants of Eli Cohen. Atem, dichsiv bei, and it's written with regards to the family of Eli, it says, v'chol marbis beisecha, all of the people who grow in your house, yamusu anashim, they will die when they get to manhood. So 18. Right, then. Now it's 25, apparently, people say, if they're lucky. When people get mature, adults, you know, it's taking people longer nowadays. So, anyway, so they die at, So he said to them, direct him, go, ask him a Torah, be involved in Torah, v'chayu, and live. Okay? So they did it. They listened to the Rav, Hashem, holchu va'asku b'toyra. They went and evolved. They joined yeshiva or whatever, kollel maybe. They got that old, yeah. V'chayu, then they lived longer. V'hayu koyin oisa mishpachas. They called that family after the name of. Some people don't go raise Rabban over here. They called the family Yochanan al shmoi upon his name of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, because he basically saved their family. Okay. So, fine. Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, bar Inya, Mishmei de Rav. Minayin le Gzar Din, how do we know that Gzar Din, Shel Tzibor, She'enu Nechtam? A Gzar, this is a strange statement, a Gzar Din of the Tzibor that is never sealed. So we say, wait a second, Enu Nechtam, is never sealed? What are you talking about? It says, V'chsiv, we just brought the pasuk, right? It says, Nechtam, yeah, Abba Nechlefonai. That it's always staying in front of me. Basically, it's, you can't get the stain out. You see, it's finished. No, game over. What's that? Yeah, but here, Nichtam just means the kesser, stained. Yeah, so it basically, a permanent stain is basically like it's sealed, right? Okay, so Ella, so that can't be what he meant. So we're adjusting the statement, really, so what he said. So El Rav, he said this, Afal Gav, even though Shenechtam, that it's sealed, yeah, Nikra, it can be torn. Like we said before, Shenema, and we're going to put a proof from it. It says, Keshem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Olav, whenever we call out to Hashem, he will answer us. Yeah, so that means when we're calling out as a Tzibor, Hashem will answer us, and so we will be answered. Okay? Ah, but now ask a Kasha. Vaksiv, Dirshu Hashem Behimatso, you should seek out Hashem when he is found, when he's in the fields. Yeah, and he's not always in the fields. So what's going on? So we see that Hashem doesn't always answer. So answer the Gemara as we can. Hasam b'yochid, that's talking about yochid, right? And hocha b'tzibor, and he's in the tzibor. Okay, so b'yochid emas, when is the yochid? When do we answer the yochid? So, Amar Rabba bar Avua, Eilu Asara Yomim, these are the 10 days, Shebein Rosh Hashanah, L'Yom HaKippurim. Okay? And we're going to prove that now. But we're going to prove, there's going to be two explanations of this pasuk, and the second one is going to be proof to what we said. It says, Vayehi Ka'aseres HaYomim, after 10 days, the Yog of Hashem is novel, and Hashem struck novel after 10 days. So it sounded like he waited 10 days, and then he struck novel, dead. Or whatever, how we can, okay? So, Aseres Yomim, these 10 days, might have been Tayu. What caused the Shem, in a certain sense, to wait 10 days? Why didn't you just zap him on the spot? So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, first answer, Keneged Eser is corresponding to the 10 legimos that he gave them to drink. Shenos Novel, the Novel gave Abdi David to the servants of David when they came to him. So he gave them to drink. So therefore, Bishchus that, we got 10 more days of life. Okay, that's one answer. Now back to this Maimra. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avuah, that's who was said it before, was Eilu Asara Yomim, these are the 10 days, Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom Kippurim. Right, so basically, these were 10 days that he got, Hashem waited, because maybe he's going to do tshuva, maybe no one was going to do tshuva. So that's why he didn't strike him immediately.